The design of the study came about in a very pragmatic way, Neil. A group of us met in Frankfurt one Saturday. We spent about 10, 11 hours trying to come up with a common regimen, something similar to AC going into T or TCH, and it became very clear that amongst multiple nationalities, it was impossible to agree upon one combined regimen. This was in Frankfurt. It was about 6-7 years ago, and it was well represented by diverse nationalities. And so on the Sunday morning, we very simply drew this trial design out, in which we decided to have any chemotherapy regimen within reason. And so we mandated at least 4 cycles of chemotherapy with that kind of design that then mandated that the Herceptin follow it, that it could not be concurrent because many of these were anthracycline, pure anthracycline based. And we also decided to adopt the Q3 weekly regimen, which had been tested extensively globally and which a lot of people around the world were used to. So those were the first 3 parameters. The other thing which drove the design was the fact that it takes 18 weeks either on the weekly or the Q3 weekly schedule to reach steady state. So basically, with 1 year of therapy, you're already losing over a third of that year just in achieving steady state. And so we decided to have a 2-year arm as well, and that was also supportive of the data which came from Rich Pietras in Dennis Lehman's group, that you need continuous attenuation of HER2 signaling to have the most benefit. So the 4 characteristics of the design straight off the bat were, 1, any adjuvant regimen. 2, the Herceptin following the completion of all chemo, radiation, and surgery. 3, the Q3 weekly regimen. And fourthly, having a 3-arm design of observation versus 1 year versus 2 years.
How about the eligibility?
So the eligibility was another striking thing. There were many discussions, obviously, about how the node negatives did if they had the poorer pathology. So we decided to include anyone greater than or equal than T1C, which means over 1 centimeter, and we included node negatives as well. We did not include inflammatories. So what this meant, we actually ended up with 1/3 of the patients being node negative.